He's knocking at your door today.
You know, Dave Ramsey had a funny quote the other day. He said, you know, you want to see real revolution take place in America? Have the tax man standing at the door on Friday taking your money as you walk out the door. So then you'll see something happen.
Well, in our recent travels across Europe, we spent some time in Prague. That's a town I could go back to. That is an incredible city. They have, in their history, three upheavals called defenestrations. And it's
like
much
defenestrations.
And it's basically mobs storming City Hall, and defenestration means throw them out the window.
A high window.
It's much more.
When was the last defenestration?
Well, like the 1600s.
Oh.
but
don't get any ideas.
But it's much. That seems to be much more civil than a civil war.
Sure.
Much less collateral damage.
Couple.
Yeah. Just round up the leaders and throw them out the window. We're here
what
with assistant
drain the swamp
professor of history from Grand Canyon University, Dr. David Dean, a regular. Recurring guest here at Rosie on the House. We always get great feedback. Anytime you're here, we certainly appreciate your willingness to come in and share your wisdom with us.
I'm glad to be here.
And your more than able aide, Miss Victoria Alanis.
Hi.
Victoria, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
How are you?
Good, good. Have you started paying personal income tax yet?
I did. I did this year, and
good.
It was quite a bit.
It's a real badge of honor, isn't it?
Yeah. I learned... Back in Texas, we don't have a state tax, but I didn't know you had one here in Arizona. So I was super confused when they were like, yeah, the state's going to take your money. I was like, what?
Yeah.
No.
You get to pay twice.
Home for you is El Paso, right?
Yes, sir.
No state income tax in the great state of Texas.
Yeah.
I filled out the super easy form.
You
How
did?
Much did you make? Send it in.
Just
two lines, you know.
There it is.
That's forget, what it feels like, isn't
forget,
it?
Forget all that deduction stuff. You know?
Just hand it over.
All right, so we're talking about the progressives who really ushered in the personal income tax in the United States of America.
Right.
Early 1900s. Okay.
And again, they're responding to the problems of industrialization. Big business is making big money. Labor is struggling. Cities are competing because with sanitation and health issues and overcrowding. We're just going after the environment and they're just trashing the environment with extracting natural resources. There's no conservation going on. Democracy isn't for everybody. We have inefficient government. We have corruption everywhere. So they go after these topics and they are the wealthy, they are the elites, are the ones that are going after this. Theodore Roosevelt gets kind of the moniker of being kind of the leader of the progressives. He's the first progressive president. And one of the things that he wrote was, we must show not merely in great crisis, but in everyday affairs of life, the qualities of practical intelligence, of courage, of hardihood and endurance, and above all, the power of devotion to a lofty ideal. And in that lofty ideal that he means is using government, using science, efficiency, effective government, education, and morality to make the country better, not just for the elites, not just for the few, but for everybody.
Is this self-preservation of the elites?
In some ways, you could kind of consider that, given what's the upheavals that are going on in Europe at about the same time, they've gone beyond throwing people out the windows to now, you know, like the czar, they're overthrowing the old elite wealthy because they're redistributing power and wealth and those kind of things, and the writings of socialism and communism arising. And I think the elites here in America kind of get out in front of this and say, we're next if we don't do something about this. And so... They think about, how can we have a greater democracy? How can we have more efficiency? How can we bring people into our democracies and get more participation so people don't feel like they don't have a voice, they don't have a say-so? How can we use effective regulation not only to help businesses be more responsible, but also to make sure that when people do something like build a building or something like that, it doesn't kill people. It doesn't have dangerous conditions or child safety laws or those kind of things. They want social justice. business. They look at conservation, preserving our natural forests, our natural waters, and things as all a big package of making the country better, making it better for everybody.
Where was the textile fire that I'm vaguely remembering in my history?
The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire was in New York City, and it was a fire that caused about the fourth, fifth floor of this factory where, you know, sewing machines make dust. And so it was there, and 146 women died.
They had the doors locked.
Mm-hmm. Against, there was no codes, no building codes. Mm.
Back with Dr. David Dean here at Rosie on the House in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. We're going to continue covering the progressives of the United States of America.